Oscar night is coming up. We've had a look at the list of nominees, obviously. I want to ask you two questions. Who do you think will win and who do you think should win?
Ah, that's two very good questions. I'm guessing that the vote for best film will be The King's Speech. Have you seen it yourself?
I have, actually, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, may I say.
What was your earliest memory?
I'm not here to discuss personal matters.
Well, why are you here, then?
Because I bloody well stammer!
Yes, I tend to think that members of the Academy, faced with sometimes with a serious film and with something that they all enjoy, they choose best film, the one they enjoy, and give the kind of consolation prize to the director of the other film.
Which would be?
The Social Network.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that friends, pictures, profiles? I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
So you're putting Black Swan out of the picture, Peter.
Oh, I don't think they're going to vote for Black Swan, no. Not for best film. In fact, if you look at the, I suppose, all the groups so far, the only two winners are King's Speech and The Social Network.
Peter, let's go back to my question. So you say that the Oscars will probably go to best film, The King's Speech, and best director, David Fincher.
Yes.
Now, who do you think should get the prizes?
Probably, if I examined my awareness and conscience, I probably would have to vote for The Social Network, the best film. I think as a film and all its ingredients, it probably is, you know, very well made, very well told, very well acted, but it hasn't got that kind of exhilarating, enjoyable atmosphere as The King's Speech.
Your first wartime speech.
Broadcast to the nation and the world.
This great time of crisis.
And what about Best Director?
Oh, I think David Fincher, yes. I'd be very surprised, it might happen of course, but I'd be very surprised if Tom Hooper does get the best director for The King's Speech. They'd go perhaps for the Coen brothers for True Grit, even Darren Aronofsky for Black Swan. That's my thought, trying to read the American Academy mind.
Now you bring me to my next question. Every year there's a bit of a trend that crosses, I think, the minds of the American Academy. Can you pick something out this year? Why do you think these films were chosen, and what will be guiding the judges in their choice of winners?
It's the Academy is such a large group and probably an aging group, which is why I think that they'll vote for The King's Speech. They probably admire The Social Network. And I suppose the craftspeople within the Academy will vote for that. But somehow it's the films which match the critics' expectations, box office success, and one of those inexplicable things that a film gets an atmosphere around it and leaps up into prominence, more perhaps than it deserves, and they tend to be the nominees for film. It's different, I think, for the performances. I would guess that if Colin Firth doesn't get Best Actor for The King's Speech, I don't know how that could happen, really. The only rival would be Jesse Eisenberg for The Social Network, but by and large, Colin Firth has won almost every award so far. And Natalie Portman has won almost every award for Best Actress for The Black Swan.
I had the craziest dream last night about a girl who was turned into a swan, but her prince falls for the wrong girl and she kills herself.
I saw a few of the films, I looked at some of the other trailers, and I was very impressed with what I saw of this film called 127 Hours. What did you think of that?
Well, they're not going to vote for that either because it's too grueling to watch.
Kristen!
Plus the fact that the director, Danny Boyle, got the Oscar 2 years ago for Slumdog Millionaire. I think he hasn't got a chance for a win, but as a film, it's quite a grueling film about the young man with his arm pinioned between the rocks and his severing his arm. On the value of life, I suppose, and people facing things, it's not bad at all.
The cinematography looked wonderful. The photography, the direction looked very good in that. Am I mistaken?
No, it's very stylized. A lot of the colors are heightened. Maybe that's part of his consciousness there in the mountains, or Danny Boyle wanted to heighten the audience's perception of what it's like in the mountains. So it's quite bright and a lot of primary colors for a lot of the time. So it makes quite an impact that way.
There are two films that stand out, in my view, as a bit of outsiders, as a bit of a different view on America, and they are Winter's Bone.
What is it you want?
We hold the bond on Jessup Dolly. He didn't show for court.
That ain't no run.
Jessup signed over everything. If he doesn't show at trial, see, the way the deal works is, y'all gonna lose his house here. You got some place to go.
I'll find him.
And maybe Blue Valentine.
You always hurt the ones you love. Boy, you shouldn't hurt at all.
What do you think about these two films?
Well, they're described usually as art house films, and it's very surprising in a way that they have been included, but they got very, very good critical response. Winter's Bone won the best film at Sundance a year ago, and then it was in Berlin, and it won prizes there, and by and large, it somehow or other has made an impact on critics, and art house audiences have admired it a great deal. And I think much the same with Blue Valentine, which was in Cannes last year. So they've had festival backing in a way that probably most of the other films nominated didn't have. So they're coming from that particular angle. And to that extent, I suppose it's welcome that the Academy is looking at some of the art house films. It's the same with Javier Bardem's nomination for Best Actor for Beautiful, which was also in Cannes last year, and somehow or other has got some critical and box office momentum from the festival background.
Now, there's so many film festivals around in the world, so many prestigious awards, but the Oscars seem always to rake up the most interest, and they seem to be the most coveted prize for an actor, for a director. Why is this?
Hollywood. That's the quick answer. Because they were instituted in the late 1920s in the United States, they had the advantage over every other award. And then with the development of the American film industry and its dominance, I think that that's one of the main reasons. And the press respond to Oscars much more than any festival. So it tends to be, this is a bit unfair, but let me say it, it tends to be a bit of a popularity poll rather than a quality poll, if that makes sense.
It does indeed. Last question. You're a Cygnus man. You know how Cygnus and the Catholic Church and its all of its tentacles work and think. What would a Cygnus person choose out of all these films we have been talking about?
The Cygnus juries, because our remit is for the dramatization of human values, even if they are, say, conflicts of values, would tend to go, I think, for the Social Network kind of vote, even 127 Hours that you mentioned earlier, some of those films rather than the more entertaining films like The King's Speech or even True Grit. So that would be the tendency, I think, for the Cygnus mentality. They'd like quality production, values dramatized well, and somehow an atmosphere where the film stands out a bit in overall quality from the competitors.
I believe I deserve some recognition from this board.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Which part?
I don't